Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
We've reached the start of another month. No April Fool's jokes here, that's for sure. I'm Will Selva, and these are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. If it's possible for a team to win free agency, you could certainly put the Patriots at the top of the list. Not known to be big spenders the past couple of decades, the Pats handed out big money to veterans like Hunter Henry, Johnny Smith, and Matt Judon. And despite the fact that it's literally his money being spent, Patriots owner Robert Kraft made it clear that he supported the spending spree.
I think this is a unique time. I think I said previously, we've never been in a position where we have spent the kind of money in free agency that we did this year. I think if there was ever a year to do it, this would be the year, because we moved quickly and instead of having 10 or 12 teams compete against us for free agents, there were only two or three.
Kraft also admitting that the team has been somewhat depleted after missing on several draft picks, stating, quote, "I don't feel like we've done the greatest job the last few years." The Giants are another team that had a disappointing season. Actually, it's been a few seasons now that the team has underperformed. And team president John Mara sounds like he's had enough.
You know, I'm tired of the losing and of having the postseason press conference trying to explain what went wrong and why I think we're making progress. It's time for us to start winning some more. And that's one of the reasons we spent the money that we did. But obviously, it's been brutal the last few years. And we're looking forward to turning it around and not having to make excuses for why we haven't done it.
Speaking of big money, the Seahawks have locked up receiver Tyler Lockett with a new four-year deal, the contract worth up to $69.2 million, putting him among the top 10 highest-paid wideouts in the NFL. And while we're talking wide receivers, LSU wideout Ja'Marr Chase putting on a show at the school's pro day yesterday. After opting out of the 2020 season, Chase ran a blistering 4.38 40 and may have locked up being the first receiver taken in this month's draft with an impressive workout. And there's a little doubt which tight end will be drafted first. That would be Kyle Pitts. During his workout at the Florida Pro Day, the 6'5", 245-pound Pitts ran a 4.44 40 and seemed pretty pleased with his performance.
I think I showed him, you know, great strength in the bench press, being able to explode in my broad, and when it was time for me to run my 40, I feel like I ran a good time. So just showing elusiveness in and out of breaks and answering all, you know, just checking all the boxes that, you know, haven't been checked.
A lot of confidence. I like it. See where future NFL stars like Ja'Marr Chase and Kyle Pitts will begin their careers during the 2021 NFL Draft, live from Cleveland starting Thursday, April 29th. And you have to watch it all go down on NFL Network. My time is up. I'm Will Self, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.